it on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, April 14th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of breaking news, lots of inside stories that took place since Friday's show. It is official. Half an hour ago, right now, MERS News Service broke that Mike Rogers is running for the U.S. Senate. Former U.S. Congressman Mike Rogers announced he is running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican to take the empty seat that would be left by U.S. Senator Gary Peters' retirement. This is Rogers' second straight run at the office. In 2024, he lost a competitive race in the general election by only 21,179 votes. Rogers' announcement advertisement was posted on YouTube as a kind of resume saying he would stand with President Donald Trump. I'm ready to show up and do the hard work, he said. Rogers, a Brighton Republican, is the former chair of the House Intelligence Committee and served seven terms in the U.S. House until 2015. He has a background in law enforcement, working as a special agent for the FBI and serving in the U.S. Army before later running for state Senate, serving as the majority leader from 1999 to 2000. Rogers was born and raised in Livingston County, attending Howell High School and later Adrian College. He earned a bachelor's degree in criminal justice and sociology in 1985. He's married to Christy Rogers, and they have two adult children. In the video, he touted his time in Congress as well as the state Senate. He played up his work in cybersecurity as he mentioned threats from China, Russia, and Iran. He also tried to tie Peters and U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin to New York's Senator Chuck Schumer. He embraced the America First policies, but added Michigan into the mix. Well, already the attack coming from the Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel said Rogers has shown Michiganders time and time again that he only fights for himself. He abandoned Michigan for a multi-million dollar mansion in Florida more than a decade ago, walked through the revolving door to get rich, and cashed out at Michiganders' expense. His threats to Social Security and support for reckless tariffs will spike the cost for Michigan families. Michiganders will once again see Rogers for who he is, a self-serving politician, is only looking out for himself, and they'll reject him again just like they did in 2024. Well, it's official. Now the question is, will Donald Trump endorse him again, or will he stay out of Michigan politics? We've got to find a better candidate than Rogers. Sorry, Mr. President. Totally disagreed with your endorsement last year. Please do not endorse him again this year. We want new blood. We want a new candidate. And we will not support Rogers. Sorry, he's going to lose again. Man, this guy's ego just will not allow him to go away and retire. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Bunch of text messages coming into the announcement of Mike Rogers running for U.S. Senate again. Greg says Rogers will just muck up the field and we'll end up with a Dem in the Senate. Yep, exactly what I'm thinking. Let's see. No, I disagree. Got another person says, with Donald Trump's endorsement, Rodgers could win. Nope, not this year. Let me explain why. If you look at the history over many, many years, many decades, actually, I think this goes all the way back to prior to Ronald Reagan. Every single midterm election, which is your governor elections, your congressional elections, sometimes you have a U.S. Senate seat that rotates. They rotate up because of six-year terms. Six-year terms, only one-third of the U.S. Senate is up every midterm election. Every 2 years, one-third of the U.S. Senate is up for re-election. So with Slotkin getting elected to a six-year term, she's locked in for 6 years from her win on November 5th of 2024. Gary Peters was going to be up for re-election in 2026, but he announced his retirement. So he's not running, making it an open seat. And honestly, with an open seat in the governor's race, because Gretchen Whitmer is term limited out, this is the first time since the 1880s that the state of Michigan has had an open governor's race with an open U.S. Senate race. And so I totally, totally disagree. I don't think Donald Trump's endorsement's going to work because historically, whoever wins the White House, which Donald Trump did on November 5th, 2024, in the next midterm election, 2026, the president's party, the Republicans, get their butts kicked. With all the things that Donald Trump is doing regarding tariffs, with all the things he's doing about fighting with the Democrats in the courts, them fighting him on every single executive order, on everything that he's trying to do as president of the United States, the media is going to drive his approval ratings down. And as a result, like what's been going on for years, for decades, the Republicans stand to lose some seats in the very narrow majorities they have in both the U.S. House of Representatives, U.S. Congress, as well as the U.S. Senate. If history proves to be true and repeats itself, Democrats will take back the majority in the House and probably the Senate. If that happens, God help us, because they will absolutely move to impeach Donald Trump again. This time, with bigger majority in the U.S. Senate, they might get to the 60 threshold to find him guilty and completely undo everything Donald Trump is trying to accomplish. So we gotta watch ourselves. We have got to absolutely fight. We absolutely have to raise money. We absolutely have to get good candidates to run next year in 2026. And then we have to get out the vote. We need to raise the money to run the ads, to knock on the doors, to put up the signs, to do the mailers, to do the text messaging. Everything that needs to be done to win in 26, we are going to have to do. That's why fundraising is so absolutely critically important. I'm going to talk about that more at the bottom of this half hour. But talking about running, former U.S. Congressman Representative Mike Bishop said yesterday, on Friday actually, that he's not ruled out a return to a congressional run in the soon-to-be-vacant 10th Congressional District. He told MERS that numerous people have reached out encouraging him to run, and while he's not yet said yes, he's not yet said no. Bishop bemoaned the lack of institutional memory in Congress and the perceived lack of respect for the institution itself. But he noted that if he doesn't at least try to fix the system, aren't I actually becoming part of the problem? I'm watching and thinking, Bishop said. I don't really feel the need to get back into public service, but at the same time, I do feel a calling at a time when the country needs people to step up. Bishop lives in the Rochester portion of the heavily Macomb County-dominated district, but noted that he has family on the east side of DeQuinder. The Rochester native served two terms in Congress from 2015 through 2018 before he was knocked off by now U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin in a highly competitive 2018 election for Congress. As a former state Senate majority leader, Bishop served in the legislature from 1998 through 2010. He ran unsuccessfully for Oakland County prosecutor in 2012. Now, in other related news, Republican gubernatorial candidate John James told a Grand Rapids radio audience this week, "Hold on, I'm coming." As part of a 5 media segments for the 2-term member of Congress he did during his first week as a gubernatorial candidate, James told conservative talk show host Justin Barclay on Wood AM radio in Grand Rapids, "We've been left behind by terrible, terrible leftist policies from this current administration. We absolutely need somebody to not just come in and fix the damn roads, but fix the damn state. Make Michigan great again. This state where the American dream was born." Well, after announcing his gubernatorial bid shortly before the end of the business day on Monday, James also did a 9-minute segment on WJR's Morning with Guy Gordon, Lloyd Jackson and Jamie Edmonds, and did a segment on WWJ with Jackie Page and Luke Sloan. So he's hitting all the major radio markets. Grand Rapids with Barclay, and then Detroit's WJR and WWJ. As far as national television, James did a 10:07 a.m. segment with Newsmax in which he talked about leading with a prosperity agenda to make Michigan great again. He tipped his cap to President Donald Trump for offering a vision for a stronger and more prosperous country while being critical of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. "Michigan has become a bastion of Marxist ideals and ideology under Gretchen Whitmer, and we can't survive anymore. Michigan is hungry for Republican leadership." Then on Thursday evening last week, James was on Fox Business, where he spoke about the auto tariffs, electric vehicle mandates, and other national issues. He didn't mention on Fox Business his gubernatorial candidacy. Very, very interesting. Next month, presumed Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Cox and independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan are hosting fundraisers in Western Wayne County. For Cox, the event is going to be May 15th. It's going to be held at the Undercraft Beer and Eats in Livonia. The event's host and attorney, Jim McCann, along with Livonia City Council member Robert Donovic, former State Representative John Pastor, former Plymouth Township Supervisor Shannon Price, Livonia Councilman Brian Meeker, Attorney Jeff Fazone and Norm Nicken. Nicken is the president of the National Security Services. The week before, May 8th, Duggan is going to be at Chicane in Plymouth. This fundraiser is being hosted by former state representative Kurt Heiss. Not surprising. He never was a strong Republican, in my opinion, and now he's in bed with Duggan, the independent. He's also going to be joined by book publicist Scott Lorenz, Plymouth real estate broker Nick Schultz, Dan Smith, and former race car driver Don Shonen and Kathy Zari. So going to be a very interesting next couple of weeks. Mike Rogers announcing for U.S. Senate, John James officially in, and according to most polls, according to MERS News Service, is leading in the Republican nomination race. Mike Cox getting in probably the week of May 8th when he does his fundraiser in Plymouth. And definitely looking at now having to take on not only the Democrats, but the independent Mike Duggan. It's going to be very interesting to see how this will all unfold. But one of the things that you have to remember, people, this is very critically important. As Duggan is going to run as an independent, he has been and always has supported Democrats. What the Republicans need to remember is he is a Democrat who does not want to compete in the Democrat primary. He doesn't want to run against Jocelyn Benson and Garland Gilchrist and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. He wants to run as a third-party independent to avoid a primary election in August of next year. You see, independents don't have a primary. Unless somebody else wanted to run as an independent, which nobody would do, he's got the nomination locked up. Number one. Number two, they only appear on the November ballot. So basically, Duggan can save up all his fundraising money, all his donations, and focus on November of 2026. But if we get the word out that everybody knows he's a Democrat, the Republicans need to know he's a Democrat, then he'll most likely pull from the Democrat side in the November general election. We could end up with a Republican candidate, a good enough one. I don't necessarily think it's John James at all. I'm looking for a businessman, not a politician. Well, if John James ends up winning the nomination, he could be governor with only maybe 45, 46% of the vote, maybe even less, because the Democrats will split their vote between Duggan and their Democrat candidate. We're going to talk about fundraising in the parties in the next segment. Bottom of the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable energy.